For their sunset run down Cobican Bay, Nicole and Gordon and all the men bore the strain of those seemingly endless days. As the headlands at the Georgetown Point rose high and emerald green to her right, Nicole felt a stirring within at the sight of her beloved cliffs. She leaned against the starboard railing as sailors rushed about her, climbed the nettings, and unfurled the remaining sails. Nicole kept her gaze fastened upon the point where she and Anne had spent so many wonderful hours. Three times during the voyage they had heard the pounding thunder of seaborne war. Once it had begun in the evening, and she had hoped the reddish glow on the horizon was somehow a second sunset. Gordon had ordered all lights doused and all sails made taut, and she knew the truth of it. The second day of their voyage, Gordon had broken out the British flag to fly from his signal halyard. Nicole knew this tactic was known as flying under false colors. She also knew the reason, sailing as they were directly toward the massed power of the British fleet. She had said nothing. But Gordon must have felt her concern and crossed the quarterdeck to stand beside her and explain that he would do everything in his power to return this vessel to its rightful owners, that in his eyes it indeed remained a British vessel. Nicole did not voice the fact that a British-owned ship, sailed by a captain and crew whose loyalties were with the American revolutionaries, made for a dangerous situation. If they fell into the hands of either side, she did not allow herself to finish the thought. Perhaps because they sailed so boldly and directly toward the British might in a British vessel, they were never challenged. Twice sails were spotted just over the horizon, and the passing vessels boomed out cannonades of greeting. Gordon replied in kind, saluting with a smart raising and lowering of their colors. North they continued, sailing as far outside the reach of Halifax as they could manage, before turning and running straight up the Bay of Fundy. "Well do I remember that point." Gordon's voice surprised her after his unannounced approach. He came over to stand alongside her. "The day we walked out there together, I had every intention of declaring my affections."
"I know," Nicole responded quietly, moving close enough to graze his arm with her shoulder. It was all the familiarity she dared upon the ship. A captain was always alone, Gordon had once told her. She had never understood just how true these words were before this voyage.
"I knew your heart, Zen, but I could not determine my own heart, and so could not permit you to speak."
"Yes, you knew," Gordon agreed. "You knew your heart, and you knew mine as well. You also saw the absence of faith in my life, my lack of the divine compass."
She brushed windswept hair from her face and looked up at her betrothed.
"I have never thanked you for your strength of purpose."